Welcome to Real Flicks Reviews Movie News. And we have a question for your us and
your hostess,
your hosts and the audience. The question is, out of all 208 episodes, what are your three favorites?
All right. Who's starting this?
You know, I'll go.
I don't think you should. Ryan.
Harsh.
We're doing this now?
Yes.
The fuck?
Okay, I'm going first.
You brought this shit up earlier like we were doing it like next week or something.
Whatever. Anyway, I'll go first. Wait, me...
Why don't we give Ryan some time? Let's do some news and we'll come back to
it. Yeah, Ryan's going to go through all 208 episodes right now.
He's going to right now.
Yes, he is. It's not. So I'm going to go.
If you hear clicking, that's him on the keyboard.
I'm going to go first with the movie news. And this is kind of geeky a little bit, but I'm actually insanely excited. Warwick Davis will appear in Star Wars 7 or 8 or whatever.
Okay. Is he actually going to be playing Warwick Davis or is he a freaking fuzzy character?
The picture is him as Wicket.
Well.
But
wow. So he's not going to have any lines.
He'll have lines, but
good
it won't
job.
Be English. I don't know. Hey, I'm excited.
Yub Yub or something. It'll be awesome.
I like Warwick Davis. He's always been one of my favorite actors.
I think they need to give him more lines like they did in Willow.
Well,
it's a movie.
There's a fan theory how all of those furry little teddy bear creatures are really all dead because of what they did. But it's like
they were all lined up and shot.
Well, because they exploded the planet and, you know, all this stuff, and it threw the planet out of orbit, and it's like, that's a really well-thought-out fan theory.
Oh, dude, the fans for Star Wars are insane. You guys are literally insane.
And I'll get one more piece of news. They released the poster for Wolverine 3,
yep.
Logan, and
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm really excited. And this better be based...
Except for the fact of the directors and producers involved. You guys have black marks on your record. Just saying.
Do they have an asterisk by their name like Barry Bonds?
They damn well should. For X2? Are you freaking kidding me?
Wait, X-Men 2?
Yeah.
That was the only good one out of the three.
But still...
It was better than number 3.
It was better than number 1.
And it was better than the Wolverine Origins. Unless one of them were responsible for that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You guys have, you at least have one black mark, because that movie sucked.
Got more than that.
Allegedly, this is the one that's based off of the Old Man Logan comic book?
It's
based off of a few things, Old Man Logan being one of them.
Oh, really? It's not completely based off of
it? Not completely based on it, so let's not get our hopes up. for that entirely, but it is going to be, you know, slightly older Logan. His healing power is sort of waning, you know, in his elderly years. There's some speculation on who the hand is that's holding his. I'm thinking it's his kids, which is why I'm hoping they're going with some sort of a kind of a John Wick scenario, if you will.
So the question, because when you said kids, I was thinking it was that experimental girl that had the claws in her feet.
Trying to remember her name.
X something.
Yeah, Project. Yeah.
But I'm totally down.
She's one of my favorite characters, and she has claws in her hands and feet.
Yeah.
She has two in her hands, like one on each side, and then two in her feet.
See, I'm hoping they at least go with the family part of Old Man Logan, because that was the part that really brought me into it. That and hoping I would see him just dissolve and there's just a skeleton.
I want to see the Hulks eat him.
That's why I said let's not get our hopes up.
Yeah. So well, you guys,
because to do Old Man Logan, I mean, it's you're doing a really ambitious story, you know. But you can take elements from it and still make it interesting. Kind of within the X-Men universe that they've sort of established, you know?
Yeah, and I hate to say it, I don't think as a director who could make it have the Western feel, you know, because it kind of has like Sergio Leone feel to it.
Talking about Old Man Logan?
Yeah, the comic.
Yeah, well, it was very post-apocalyptic kind of Western sort of vibe to it, you know, but that was, you know, the bad guys had taken over and divided up the country. I mean, it was complicated.
Yeah, and I want to make clarification for all the fans that are getting pissed off at us right now. It was X-23. That's his daughter. So, yes.
Wasn't that in the cartoon that was X-Men Wolverine?
Comic and cartoon. So all you guys like having conniptions right now, put the Mountain Dew down, put the donuts down, stop throwing food at the screen, we're okay, it's X-23.
Wait, what about for all of them who are listening on the podcast? You can catch it iTunes and other ones.
Yeah, keep eating your pork rinds.
Don't worry about them.
They've already cracked.
they've already punched their computer enough times, they're not watching us anymore.
And since I'll throw in one more real quick, was Iron Fist kicks serious ass in first photo of Marvel's new superhero series.
See, I don't think you can do just a photo and say it kicks ass. How is that possible?
Everything kicks ass when you're looking at it as a photo. Yeah, Power Rangers suits kick ass.
Have any of you guys watched
Project X-23 looks like she kicks ass. We don't know if her movie or TV series will ever kick ass.
So have any of you actually seen the trailer to the new...
Morons.
Sorry. To the new Power Rangers movie?
Yeah, I did, and it looks about as lame as when I remember watching as a kid.
So what do you think
Wait, that was your generation, Ryan?
It sure was.
By the way, he's our generation, too.
Hey, I like the Pink Ranger.
Amy Jo Johnson.
Yeah.
So the question is, what did you think of the way they kind of sweated out the suits?
Well, I love that they're going with, like, the troubled youths. That's adorable. It just looks ridiculous, you know. I'm an idiot.
You're stepping on my lines. And Marvel's Iron Man has a Netflix release date of March 17th, 2017. So you'll still have a couple of more months to watch it. Wait for it before you can watch it.
On Netflix?
Yeah.
But is Robert Downey on Netflix now?
Why would he be in a Iron Fist?
Oh, Iron Fist. I heard Iron Man.
You said Iron Man.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I was about to get pissed off if they didn't have Robert Downey Jr.
I'm sorry.
I was going to...
Iron Fist. Okay. There's too many iron characters in the Marvel Universe. Yeah. Iron Monger, Iron Man, Iron Fist. Pick one, damn it.
Iron Panties.
I think you're thinking of Warmonger.
Yes, I am. So the new trailer, though, it was another thing is how they found their morphers or crystals. It's just like,
I'm not watching Power Rangers.
I want to see it just because it looked like the teenage movies that came out in the late 90s. This is what it feels like.
The thing is are they actually making that for them, or are they making it for, like, my generation of people? That's what I can't figure out.
I think they're making it for our generation.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, every time I watch Power Rangers, I was watching Godzilla versus Mothra. That's all I saw.
Pretty much.
Oh, man, Godzilla versus Mothra was way better.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
But it didn't have that really kick-ass, annoying song, Go, Go, Power Ranger.
Yeah, that was what made me turn the damn thing off, was the damn song. I could watch freaking Mothra and Godzilla fighting, but...
And the worst part is when you're actually out in the public and you hear somebody have the do-do-do-do-do-do, and you're thinking, who the fuck has that as a ringtone?
When have you ever heard that in public?
I've heard that quite a few times, believe it or not.
Honestly, now that he's mentioned it, I'm thinking back. I think I have heard it.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, wow, you're braver than I would. I'd rather have My Little Pony or, you know, something else than that.
I mean, my default notification is the dog from Duck Hunt, and I get people like, oh, Super Mario Brothers, do I need to slap you? Because you don't understand.
Oh, man.
I know the one you're talking about.
So I know we talked about a little bit about this, but Ben Affleck confirms Batman's solo film is titled, get this, original, it's classic, The Batman. That's it. No subtitle, no, just The Batman, all grovelly voice and all.
You know, let me just put it this way. Ben Affleck, you did not disappoint me in the way that you played Batman. You did exactly what I expected you to.
On the positive side, still better than Val Kilmer and George Clooney and Uma Thurman.
Not those two, but I
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Chris O'Donnell,
Ben Affleck's Batman. I was other parts of the movie that I disliked immensely, but No, I'm looking forward to the next Batman, as I usually always will be.
The thinking on it, he was actually the least problem I have with that movie, thinking back on it.
I agree that he was the least problem with that movie. I will say this, though. If they do go ahead with another Batman with Benny, I will watch it, because as far as I'm concerned, the jury is still out him, because there wasn't enough of him solo as Batman for me to fully make a decision. But it wasn't any less or any more than I was expecting from Ben Affleck as Batman.
No, I'll agree. I just want to count, see his body count, because holy crap, he killed a lot of people in the other movie.
I explained to my kid why Batman is better than Superman, and he agrees with me on the collateral damage thing. I mean, freaking hell, dude. Batman, you don't kill people, dude. Even my 3-year-old knows that.
Even Deadpool was like, whoa, man, calm down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, geez. So we're going to go to the question that I had for not only you, the audience, but us three hosts, is three movies that you viewed favorably or whatever it is.
You know, doing it this way, just to kind of, since we didn't have too much clarification, three movies that we enjoyed talking about.
I'll go with that.
I enjoyed talking about the most.
So one of mine, if I can find it real quick.
Dude, the hell? You didn't put three movies on a freaking list?
Oh, I was.
Am I the only one doing my own homework, damn it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was Believe It or Not is The Exorcist. And here's why. I hate
Didn't
horror
you give
movies.
That like a two?
I don't remember what I gave that. I don't remember the number.
We're removing ratings on our channels, so we may not know.
No, I gave it a 3.
Oh, well, okay.
One of the reasons why is I don't like horror movies. I'm not a big fan of them.
Was that Ryan's pick? Didn't you pick Exorcist, Ryan?
Who knows?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
But here's the reason why. Usually when I review movies is usually I watch it and then I mull it over. If there's any questions, I watch it over again. This was the first movie in a long time I watched just to solely pick it apart. Scene by scene, line by line, each camera angle, plot holes. And I vaguely remember the movie, but I remember the parts that stuck out to me. And so this is one of the movies that I really just watched just to talk crap about it, and was solely surprised in how much I really enjoyed it. The mainly being there's not really a whole lot of straight shots in the movie.
Yeah.
That was one little touch I really appreciated. The other one was Indescendies.
Incendies.
I really, that was a movie that the more I think about it, the more I just have better feelings about it and how much I really enjoyed. It was such a great movie.
I agree. That one is one of my all-time favorite ones that I will always point people to.
That was a sleeper. That was good. I liked it.
Yeah, it was definitely not a one I was really expecting. And I would say the other one, I've got a couple I was thinking about, and this is kind of cheating, honestly, but Band of Brothers. We did a whole entire episode of it.
Yeah, we did. So I'm giving him a pass there.
It's just still great. I've watched it 4 or 5 times since then.
Yeah, he's watched it more than I have, and I've seen it about 3 times, if not more.
So there's my pick. All right. So James?
I think top of my list, just because I love this film so much, is The Dark Knight. I mean, the... That, to me, the way that Heath Ledger did justice to the Joker brought me back to my childhood and how much fun I had watching the Batman series with that Joker.
I would say that movie was the first Batman movie that had any character in it, like bad guy, villain, that was legitimately giddy about watching it.
Yeah.
And the first time you saw it and you saw the lines, the way he did, the way he talked, you're like, it's Mark Hamill.
I mean, as he did the dress, it was over. There wasn't anything better.
Because I remember, we saw it together,
yeah,
didn't we?
We did.
Because I remember seeing it in theaters and that happened. I remember James and I looking at each other and just these giant grins going, they finally did it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that one for me, I mean, Heath Ledger, may you rest in peace. There are some films I don't enjoy you in, but this one will always be something that I enjoy. Will always be.
I think this will be a movie if and nobody else remembers anything else he does. I think this will be the one movie that will always be a standout. There are a couple other ones, but I think this will always be a standout role.
Yeah, the other one is one of the older ones that we did, Blazing Saddles.
Yes.
I mean, I will always have fun talking about Blazing Saddles, doing the lines, making the jokes. There's just so much of that film. I mean, I've seen that one more times than I can even count.
Surely you can't be serious.
Always. don't call me Shirley. It's the wrong film, but yes.
I could resist.
Anyways, and then this one we just did recently, and I had so much fun talking about it, but Up in Smoke.
Yeah.
We had so much fun doing that one. I think John and Ryan both agree that, I mean, that's just a film that you have fun with, no matter, even if you were a stoner, were not a stoner, didn't know people or did know people. There's just so much about that one. It's one of their films that they did perfect. And
you can't.
It's hilarious.
Even if you start watching that movie in a bad mood, you'll be laughing by the end of it. So no, totally.
And unfortunately, I think actually all three of those were my own picks.
Yes, I see how that goes.
I thought that was kind of funny, but those are the ones that
shocking. You enjoyed your own.
I had so much
picks.
Fun talking about those films.
Yeah,
and I always will.
Ryan.
Well, these are all going to be off the top of my head because no fucking way I'm going through the list.
Shocking.
First, There Will Be Blood, because it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I use a line from that movie all the time, believe it or not, about I drank your milkshake.
Yeah, I've used that a few times. Daniel Day-Lewis might be just the master of my lifetime of acting.
Because just like you, he's slightly insane.
Yeah, slightly. Well, I love Paul Dano, and Paul Dano's only fault in There Will Be Blood was he was acting against Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, so I mean, to me, that's the biggest, you know, compliment that Daniel Day-Lewis can make a great actor look like a shitty actor.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that movie's to me always going to be in a top five list. Ex Machina was one of my just really kind of underrated, undersaw movies that I can't wait to tell somebody about if they haven't heard of it.
That movie to me was definitely like a sleeper. I did not expect it to be like it was. I don't remember the rating I gave it, but I did like it.
Seconds in, I was hooked from moment one to the last minute.
Yeah.
And very few movies had me just literally edge of my seat, you know, leaning over towards the TV. And then third would be Super. Just hearing your guys' reaction to me taking that shit is fucking great.
Damn it. You lost me at tentacle porn. So, still one of my favorite things I ever said on this show.
So the question, do you guys have any honorable mentions? Because mine, I was just thinking of, would probably have to be No Country for Old Men. Because it had an amazing soundtrack.
Yeah, you know, there's quite a few honorable mentions that I could come up with.
We just picked three. Now I'm supposed to pick other ones?
No, just ones off the top of your head.
I mean, this was one off the top of my head because I was thinking about it. There Will Be Blood reminded me of how much fun No Country for Old Men was.
Yeah.
As odd as it sounds about a serial killer killing people, it was a fun movie.
I got to go with the Battle Royales.
I love those movies because they're so random, like a trash can lid and poison killing everybody. No, that's
and that's one that not a lot of people know about. If you haven't seen Battle Royale and Battle Royale 2, go watch them. They're pretty good. I really enjoy some of the abstract ones that we've done. The underground ones, of course. Boondock Saints. Come on, guys. I mean,
that was that was one of the movies that'll never make me see the actor the same way again.
Oh yeah, we just talked about that.
That one and the one with Jennifer Connelly.
Another total sleeper. My girlfriend just reminded me of Cabin in the Woods.
Yes. That was hilarious, by the way.
That was another one of mine. I don't want to keep picking all mine, but yes, Cabin in the Woods. Like, I was not expecting
that. Don't pat yourself in the back too much there,
really. I was not expecting that from Cabin in the Woods, especially a horror film coming out in the past 10 years.
The shocking is I don't like horror movies, and as soon as I saw the stoner guy with that bong cup, I'm like, okay, this is going to be funny. This is going to be...
And I love how they did that, too, because they started out like the crappy horror films that you're used to, with, like, you got the girl walking around in her panties, the jock guy, and then all of a sudden you got this random stoner that comes up, and it's like,
well, that's what was fucking amazing about that movie is it almost legitimizes every other horror movie that's ever been made.
Yeah.
You know, because it plays on the tropes, but then says, like, oh, well, we've been doing these tropes for so long that it's just, you know, we need to have the stoner or the ne'er-do-well and the jock and the dits and all the classic horror movie people.
And it was one step away from needing Sarah Michelle Gellar and...
Oh yeah, you know, I mean,
and her husband, I can't remember, but Freddie Prinze Jr. I mean, that's I Know What You Did Last Summer.
The girl from Aliens. Why am I drawing
Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah, as that one actress in there. As that, I mean,
but yeah, but it to me, it literally like postulates the theory that Freddy Krueger was just part of their little.
Yep, and Mike Myers.
They had to do.
And they played that off really well. That was such a good movie. The little details in that movie, too.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of thought that was in there. And I mean, there was also hidden jokes, like the freaking zombie family, the merman, and the list that they had of people that they could bet on. It. I don't know if you guys paused it and looked at that. That thing, that list is hilarious.
I love the fact...
The unicorn! Oh my God, that makes me so happy every time.
I do love the fact that just in that universe somewhere, there's a building full of monsters just...
Like the cube, like you're in the freaking cube, man.
That one scene where they all got released, I just remember laughing, going, "That's awesome." Well,
that's when the guy guy's said to me, "The cube zero."
Coming towards
us.
I mean,
with less calories.
Yeah. We've done a lot of great films. I mean, what? And there's 208 episodes.
And there's been some that are bad that you know that we purposely picked, like Wing Commander.
Yeah,
I love it, but it's so far from being a good movie, it's not even funny.
Dark Angel, or the American version, I Come in Peace.
That movie's hilarious, but for a completely different reason than what most people expect.
I just love that. I come in peace, and you go in pieces.
Oh. And I'm trying to think what other bad movies we've done.
We've done quite a few.
We've done quite a few, but mainly just because we could.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, people. It's a little nip in here.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. Oh, man. And we've done movies that I actually, after I watched it, had to go out and buy. Green Street Hooligans was one of them. Yeah. Jeremiah Johnson.
Oh, Everything is Illuminated.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw that years before we did that. And that was one of those movies that were hard to find for a while.
Yeah.
And I looked everywhere because it was one of your movies at first.
Yes, it was.
And I'm like, okay, I'm buying this movie. And since then, I've showed it to half a dozen people, and everybody's like, dude.
I mean, Elijah Wood is amazing in that.
That was the movie that actually made me appreciate him as an actor, which,
that,
by the way,
me too.
Which is not something I would ever thought I would say before from the boy who played North or Flipper.
I like North. Okay.
You would.
I mean, I always looked at him as the kid from The Good Son.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, that might have been one of the first things I ever saw him in.
Yeah,
see, I'm thinking of him, you know, opposite Paul Hogan and Flipper. So,
yeah, if you've looked at pictures of Macaulay Culkin now, go look at The Good Son. That's really what happened.
He got strung out.
Yeah, he got strung out. He got put in the system and became a drug addict.
It's really hard to. I think it's really hard to honestly pick just three movies that we've done that we liked. Yeah. I know for me, I picked the three that, to me, off the top of my head, that I had the most amount of fun talking about or just enjoyed.
Joking around.
Yeah, and reality is this what's Real Flicks Review is all about, is just, you know, to try to introduce people to new movies. And
new movies to you.
Ones that might have slipped by you. Obviously, we're not doing every goddamn thing that comes out of the theater.
Oh, hell no.
And as I've told everybody who I've talked to about the show, is the sole purpose of this is to make you watch a movie that you never would have seen, because you have no idea how many movies I've seen that I would have never fucking picked.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Exorcist was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, probably if we put all three of us together, we're looking at at least half a million movies that we've seen all together.
That's probably a,
that's
good
a low ball.
I was gonna say, that might be a bit of an exaggeration. Maybe 30,000 or so.
And unfortunately, at least a good half of mine are anime.
No, I'm probably pushing 60,000 on my own, Brian, and that's a low ball.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is that I'd have to kind of average it out, which actually wouldn't be too hard. I can come up with some kind of a round figure.
And if you guys have been watching the show even long enough, you probably get kind of our characteristics as far as movies. James is pretty much more of a generalist. He likes a large swatch of movies. I like more older movies, obviously, if you've watched my pick, like Young Mr. Lincoln. And Ryan really likes more the obscure, indie, artsy films. I mean, you know.
Well, not primarily. I like mostly just kind of fun movies. But, I mean, shit like No Country or There Will Be Blood or Munich. That's my kind of shit.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, for Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and Ryan Preston, see you next week.
Goodbye.